Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to the Messy Masterpiece Podcast with Chad and Tori. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday, you guys.
We hope that your week is starting off great. And just a quick little heads up before we jump into today's devotional, definitely go check out Saturday's long form episode with Jordan and Milena Sisciotti. It was a blast.
It was such a fun conversation.
It was so fun to do a group podcast and hear so much wisdom and so many fun stories. So definitely go check that out. But as for us and our podcast, that was a subtle plug to their podcast, which is called As For Me In My House. We are picking up on day 4 of 6 in our Immeasurably More Bible app devotional. So there's a link to that in the description of this podcast. So if you want to follow along, go download that. I'm going to read the scripture and then Tori's going to read the devotional. The scripture is one that we all probably know. It's a great one. Romans 8:28. Mm-hmm. And we know that God causes everything to work together for the good of those who love God and are called according to his purposes for them.
So good. The devotional today is titled Immeasurably More Good. It says, it's such a simple yet important fact. God is good. Unlike saying which football team is the best, whether Android or Apple is better,
Android.
Or if Marmite, what is that?
Marmite?
I've never heard of that before. Is nice or not, God's goodness isn't up for debate. As the creator of the universe, God took his time to make everything in a specific way, setting the standard for what goodness is and reflecting his goodness in all he made. So let's jump back to the creation story in the book of Genesis. God split the light from the dark, the skies from the dry land, and designed creatures of all kinds, those in the air, the land, and the seas. God looked at all his work and called it good. As an artist, God's creation shows us a glimpse of who he is, his goodness shining through all that he has made. Think about it. The fact that the earth spins on a precise axis that enables us to have different seasons and climates is so good. The fact that our bodies are made up of millions upon millions of cells that all have different functions is so good. Even the way the water cycle works is so, so good. I hope you paid attention to science. All of these great things point back to a loving Father God who has always wanted the best for us. In the Bible, the book of James tells us, "Do not be deceived, my dear brothers and sisters. Every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of heavenly lights, who does not change like the shifting shadows." If God is the creator of all things good, then imagine how amazing he is.
Yeah, that's so good.
So good.
It takes me back to Job, back whenever Job was questioning God's goodness, I guess.
Yes.
And God just lays it out there for him, which if you guys have ever read Job 38 through 42, you know what I'm talking about. If not, that's a great one to check out. But how do you feel if we work through these questions
together? Yeah, let's do it. Yeah.
The first question is, where is an area of life that you can see the goodness of God in?
Something that I always say is, if you look for God in a situation, you'll find him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there was some, I remember this years ago, and I think I've shared it on the podcast before, but I remember someone saying to me Tori, I feel like you're just trying to make that a God thing. And I'm like, no, I look for God in everything. Yeah. And so I see his hand in everything.
Yeah.
You know, he's in the every single details of our life.
Yeah. I love that because when we think about creation, and I don't want to get too deep, because I can get on a whole rabbit trail on this, but imagine you're flying an airplane, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you see this deserted island, right? On the island.
Yeah.
And on the island, you see a bunch of rocks laid across in in letters that says the word help.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to think to yourself, oh, wow, there must have been a magical explosion somewhere that came from nothing, and now there's a message on this random beach to me, right?
Yeah.
No, you're going to think, oh, someone put them there.
Mm-hmm.
And something always points to something else.
Right.
And so whenever we are able to take our eyes off of just random accidents, I guess people call them coincidences, and look at them as God-cidences, we can see that, oh, no, God's telling us something through this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think of a garden and how you can walk through, in New York City, Central Park, and you're walking through Central Park and it's beautiful. Well, it didn't just happen to be like that.
Yeah,
like there was planned. it was planned, there was a gardener, there was a creator, like someone designed it. And so I think that when we look around, you know, we can really, you know, look past just the creation, but look to the creator of it.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. The next question is, when do you find it the hardest to see that God is good?
Well, I feel like it depends. Just,
I think my answer is kind of cliche, but it's, I find it the hardest to see that God is good when I'm not spending time with him.
Yeah.
And I know that's not like the right answer, where it's kind of like the answer is like, oh, like whenever I'm feeling overwhelmed or whatever. But I've noticed that of times when I am really overwhelmed or I'm super busy or I'm not feeling super connected with God, that's when I get on these terrible talk tracks of negativity and even depression and everything else. And so that's when I find it the hardest to believe that he's good, is because I'm not spending time with him.
Right.
And there is a third question, but Tori and I will just ask you all it. That way you can take some time to answer it yourselves. And honestly, I wish that we could have a conversation with you all.
Yeah.
To just have dialogue, you know, of like how your answers would be and what they would sound like. And, but the third question is this: how do you think your perspective might change if you fully understood the goodness of God?
So good.
I love that. Well, we definitely encourage you to think about those questions in the extra prayer time, but Tori's going to go ahead and pray us on out.
Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you so humbled that we get to talk to you, Lord, the creator of the universe, the creator of the stars in the sky. Lord, you love us. Lord, you created us. Every cell in our body, Lord, you planned out, you designed. Lord, help us see your goodness in our life today. Help us see your goodness in the details. Help us see your goodness in the hardships. Lord, what are you teaching us through that? Lord, your goodness can be found wherever we look for it, Lord. So open our eyes today so that we will see you, Lord, truly see you and embrace that you are good. Even when things might not be going our way, even on a bad day, you are still good because you are good. Lord, we thank you. We thank you for your goodness in our lives. Right now, we're going to open up the floor for our listeners to continue in prayer, and Chad and I are going to be praying in agreement with them. So cover me in the blood and heal my open wounds. I'm desperate for your limitless love. So cover me in the blood and heal my open wounds. I'm desperate for your limitless love. Love so abounding, love so pure, love so abounding, we will endure.
Amen, God.
Amen, God.
Amen, y'all. Just want to give you a little piece of encouragement in that we don't need to constantly try to shift God into our image and shift God's will to fit in our will.
Yeah.
We as people, as humans, need to seek to say, oh, how can I shift my will to fit into God's will?
Yeah.
And how can I fit my perspective to look like God's perspective?
Yeah.
This is not, he's not a genie in a bottle.
Yeah.
He's our God and we worship him.
Mm-hmm. Love that.
We love y'all.
And don't forget, you are God's masterpiece.
We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Bye, y'all.